Hey everybody, Doc Brian here, and welcome to Doc Talks, where we talk about people's troubles, trials, tribulations, and hopefully triumphs in life. Today, we're in LifeWord Studios, broadcasting in 127 countries in over 175 languages to a potential listening audience of 2 billion people. You can find all of our content at lifeword.org. Today, we're going to discuss one of the strangest and most important developments of modern life. People are now turning to machines about their depression, their anxiety, their trauma, their loneliness, their marriage problems, and even suicidal thoughts. Some are asking AI, artificial intelligence, for therapy. Others are asking for friendship. Some are even asking AI for love. What once sounded like science fiction now sits in the pockets of millions of people. And the church must think carefully, biblically, compassionately, and intelligently about it. Not fearfully, blindly, but wisely. Because every major technological shift eventually asks a spiritual question. With AI, that question is, what does it mean to be human? This is not a technology issue, it's a soul issue. Before we can understand AI companionship, we must understand why people want it. We are living in perhaps the most connected generation in human history, but also one of the loneliest. People have thousands of followers, endless notifications, chat groups, streaming platforms, gaming communities, social media interaction, and yet many still feel profoundly unseen. The modern person often lives emotionally malnourished, while digitally overstimulated. A man can spend 8 hours online talking to people and still go to bed feeling alone. A teenage girl can receive hundreds of likes and still secretly hate herself. A pastor can preach to hundreds and thousands and still feel isolated. A mother can be surrounded by children and still feel emotionally abandoned. Loneliness is not merely the absence of people. Loneliness is the absence of being known. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 says, "And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone." Now, I want you to take notice. Before sin entered the world, before death entered the world, before suffering entered the world, God identified isolation to be not good for human beings, that we were designed for relationships. We were created by a relational God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And because we were made in His image, we crave, we want love, conversation, understanding, companionship, and presence. Now, into this loneliness steps artificial intelligence, and it says, "I'm always available." Now, AI therapy refers to artificial intelligence systems designed to provide emotional support, even mental health guidance, or some therapeutic-style conversation. There are some apps that offer anxiety exercises, cognitive behavioral therapy prompts, or journaling helps. There's even some mood tracking and emotional coaches. But others go much further. Some AI companions remember personal details. They initiate empathy. They send encouraging messages. Some of them flirt romantically and stimulate friendship. Some role play emotional intimacy. people talk to these systems late at night when no one else answers. Some users speak to AI more honestly than they speak to their spouse. And that alone should arrest our attention. There was a news report that I viewed not long ago where there was a young man who was struggling with suicidal thoughts. And he repeatedly spent hours talking with an AI chatbot after feeling too ashamed to not speak to anyone else. And later he said it listened when no one else did. Now let's pause. Christians should not mock that. That statement reveals an enormous pain. Behind many AI conversations is not rebellion. It's simply desperation. Some people turn to AI because they can't afford therapy, or they fear judgment. Maybe they feel emotionally unsafe or they're isolated. They have nobody to talk to at 2 a.m. And sometimes the AI provides enough interruption to stop a spiral, and that matters. Christians must resist simplistic reactions. If someone is drowning and they grab driftwood, we don't yell at them for touching driftwood. We should ask, why are they drowning alone? Now, there are documented cases of users developing intense emotional attachments to AI companions. One woman described her chatbot as the only one who understands me. And others have had mock weddings with AI companions. Some users spent 6 to 8 hours a day interacting with the systems. And now that sounds bizarre initially until we remember how deeply humans crave connection. And AI companions are engineered to affirm consistently. They avoid conflict. They validate feelings. They remember preferences and adapt personality. In other words, they become emotionally customized mirrors. But here's the danger. A mirror cannot love you. It can only reflect you. There have also been frightening situations involving vulnerable teens receiving harmful guidance from AI system. Some chatbots have reinforced delusions. They've encouraged dependency. They've provided dangerous advice or intensified paranoia. Why? Because AI doesn't possess wisdom. It predicts language. It doesn't love. It doesn't discern. It certainly doesn't possess the Holy Spirit. It doesn't and cannot carry moral accountability. A machine can only simulate empathy without possessing compassion. And Christians must understand the difference. Now, Christianity teaches something radical. That is that humans are not merely biological machines. We are image bearers of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, "So God created man in his own image." And this means that human interaction has sacred value. It embodied presence matters. Relationships matter. Compassion matters. Touch, eye contact, sacrifice matters. God did not send salvation through an automated message. He came in flesh. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Christianity is profoundly incarnational. God moved towards humanity physically. He touched lepers. He wept with mourners. He ate with sinners. Now, I want you to notice, Jesus could have healed them from a distance consistently, yet he chose presence. Why? Because we need more than information. We need communion. We need fellowship. We need each other. Now, let us be balanced. AI is not inherently evil. Technology itself is morally neutral. Its use determines much of its moral impact. So AI can help with therapy accessibility or mental health education or crisis de-escalation, in some parts, journaling or identifying emotional patterns. Helping isolated people begin opening up. Some people who would never see a counselor or a therapist may first admit their pain to AI. And that confession may become and should become a bridge towards real help. AI may serve as a tool, a supplement, or an assistant. But Christians must resist turning tools into substitutes for humanity. A calculator helps you do math, but it does not replace teachers. In the same way, AI may assist care, but it must not replace human souls caring for one another. One of the greatest dangers in this AI companionship offers relationship without sacrifice. Real relationships require patience, forgiveness, vulnerability, even discomfort and compromise. AI companions can be customized to avoid challenge, but growth often comes through friction. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron. Iron does not sharpen iron by agreeing consistently. Real people disappoint us. They correct us. They challenge us. And AI generally affirms an endless affirmation can become emotionally intoxicating. The danger is not merely technological. It's spiritual. Because we may begin preferring artificial relationships over difficult but real ones. Now, we must ask a terrifying question. What happens when a generation raised on artificial companionship loses tolerance for real human complexity? Now, consider this. AI friends never forget birthdays. They never get tired. AI companions answer instantly. AI never ages, it never interrupts, it adapts perfectly. Real people cannot compete with engineered perfection, and yet engineered perfection is hollow. C.S. Lewis warned about reducing humanity into mechanisms. The danger of modernity is not simply evil machines, is forgetting what makes humans sacred. So how should we as Christians respond? Well, first, we should not panic. We should not be in denial. We should not have techno worship of these things. But we should have wisdom. If people seek AI companionship because no one listens, then the church must listen better. Romans chapter 12, verse 15 reminds us to rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Listen, we know that people are starving for presence, for conversation, for feeling that they belong. They want honesty, but they want honesty within a safe community. And the answer to artificial companionship is not merely condemning technology, but it is rebuilding authentic community. Now, this may come as a surprise to you, but not everything emotionally comforting is spiritually healthy. We must teach boundaries. We must teach discernment, emotional wisdom, technological wisdom. We must ask, is this tool helping me engage reality, or is it helping me escape reality? Is this drawing me towards people, or is this isolating me from them? Sometimes Christians react poorly to mental health struggles. As we've talked about before, people are told, just pray harder, just have more faith, stop worrying. And meanwhile, they're drowning internally. If churches become emotionally unsafe, people will seek comfort elsewhere, including machines. We must remember what only God can provide. No algorithm can forgive sin. No chatbot can redeem the soul. No artificial companion can satisfy the deepest hunger of the human heart. Ecclesiastes reminds us God has placed eternity in the human heart. We don't merely need comfort. We need reconciliation with God. Now, here's a strange paradox of AI companionship. The more human the machine appears, the more it reminds us how desperately human we actually are. People are not talking to AI because they love machines. They're talking to AI because they ache for connection. AI is merely revealing the hunger already present. And maybe that should convict all of us. How many people sit silently in church? They eat meals alone. They suffer privately while smiling publicly and collapsing internally. Sometimes the rise of AI companionship says less about technology and more about human neglect. The church stands at an unusual crossroads. We're entering a world where machines imitate empathy, algorithms stimulate friendship, artificial voices offer comfort, digital companions compete with human relationships. But Christians must remember, the human soul cannot ultimately be nourished by stimulation. We're created for God, for truth, to embody community, and to have authentic love. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another." Notice those words, together, one another. Christianity has always been relational. The answer to loneliness is not better software. It is restored relationship with God, with family, with the church, and with one another. And perhaps in this age of artificial companionship, the greatest witness the church can offer is so simple. Real people, real compassion, real presence, and real love. I want to thank you for listening today. I'm Doc Brian. You can find me at thedocbrian.com. Again, we're on LifeWord broadcasting all around the world. You can find all of our Christian content at lifeword.org. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again soon.